This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rodolfo de la Garza. Date of birth is July 22, 1959. Case ID number is 3105979. Date of exam, May the 31st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain and blurred vision of the right eye. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked at landscaping and also in roofing for approximately 40 years. The claimant also worked as a truck driver and made monumental stones for burials. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in his friend's house and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, back pain. Number two, blurred vision of the right eye. History of allegations. The claimant states that in December of 2021, he started to develop left hip pain. He states that the character of the pain is like ant bites that radiate down to his left hip area and leg. The claimant has not seen a physician for this, and he was diagnosed with left hip pain and probable bursitis of the left hip area. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head, but not able to bend over to pick up clothes. He does have two assistive devices, which were given to him by a friend, which include two crutches that he uses all the time to ambulate with. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing lighthouse work, comma, going to the grocery store, cooking, and walking short distances. He has no physician at this time and has not seen a chiropractor or received any physical therapy. The claimant takes Tylenol 550 milligrams 4 times a day, which does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with left hip and back pain, but mostly of left hip pain, secondary to probable bursitis of his left hip. Allegation number two, blurred vision of the right eye. The claimant states that since 2018, he has developed blurred vision of his right eye. The claimant does not have glasses and states that he sees blurry in the right eye. He also states that his night vision as well as peripheral vision of the right eye is poor. Snellen vision was OD uncorrected 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, OS uncorrected is 20/40, and pinhole is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. General symptoms. The claimant complains of general swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain of his left hip, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every day. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. He does have two assistive devices, which are crutches, which were given to him by a friend that he uses all the time to ambulate with. The claimant states he only takes Tylenol, 550 milligrams QID PRN for pain. He states the only other physical activity he does is pulling weeds while he's sitting down. Family history. His father died in his 70s of old age, and his mother also died in her 70s, but he does not know what she died of. Medications, Tylenol, 550 milligrams QID PRN for pain. Medical problems, back pain, left hip pain, possible bursitis, blurred vision of the right eye. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 50 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 1 to 2 beers per week for 50 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states he used marijuana, and cocaine, and that the last time he used cocaine was in March of 2022. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 113 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 2 and a fourth inch. BP, 144 over 74 mmHg. Heart rate, 63 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 21. General, this is a 62-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of the right eye revealed a cataract formation. The left eye appears to be normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right eye. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and antalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was two crutches. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar spine was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms of the left hip area as well as palpable tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and right lower extremities. Straight leg. The claimant does have abnormal range of motion of the hip area secondary to pain. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 70 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had difficulty walking on his heels and was unable to perform this task, but was able to walk on his toes. The claimant had an abnormal tandem walking gait secondary to a left hip pain, which may be secondary to bursitis, and had to use his crutches in order to ambulate. The claimant was unable to stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he does require two crutches in order to ambulate with secondary to the pain in his left hip. Neurological grip strength was plus 5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5/5 for the upper and right lower extremity, and plus 4/5 for the left lower extremity, secondary to pain. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant was unable to go for the X-ray secondary to not having an ID. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to toe walk, but does have difficulty in heel walking. The claimant is unable to walk at a tandem rate, secondary to left hip pain, which appears to be bursitis. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, especially of the right eye secondary to cataract formation. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time, secondary to a left hip pain, which may be bursitis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back pain dash secondary to a left hip trochanter bursitis. Has not been treated at this time and appears to be not stable. Number two, blurred vision of the right eye secondary to cataract formation. The claimant does have difficulty seeing from the right eye and has not been treated for this condition. His binocular uncorrected vision is 20/40. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rodolfo de la Garza.